Hey, Hugh, are you ready to catch your flight?
No, I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Nervous about what? Flying?
Yeah.
You've never been on a plane?
No, dipshit. I'm a manatee. The only time we see planes...
Seaplanes?
No, shut up. No, the only time we see airplanes is when the pilot's had too much to drink and he dives into the water, like you dive it into a blow-up doll.
Stop peeking in my bedroom, Tubagoo. And there's no reason to be afraid of flying. It's the safest mode of transportation available next to dog sledding.
Really?
Yeah, and almost as fast.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're dog sledding, things are very basic. You get a sled, get an iPod, and you get about 6 to 10 dogs. Preferably none of those little chihuahua-type rat dogs. They're less horsepower than a weed whacker.
You need an iPod?
Well, sure. See, much like the gas pedal of a car, the gas pedal of a dog sled is vigorously beating the dogs anytime you want to move fast. Like a trailer park redneck visiting his wife in prison.
Oh.
And since all the screams of pain from the dogs is kind of distracting, you need an iPod to drown out all the howls and barks. I recommend the Best of Culture Club.
But aren't planes faster since they can fly?
Well, a logical person might think so. But this is America, Dugong, and you know what that means.
Yep.
All together.
Never leave something simple that you can fucking complicate. So how do we complicate air travel?
Well, and to be fair, most countries do these things. But no one can do it with the rudeness and crassness of airlines in America. First, they require you to be at the airline at least 2 to 3 hours early to make sure that there are no complications that might make you miss your flight or not be on time, and so inconvenience the other passengers.
Wait a minute, aren't flights always delayed for some reason by the airline?
Well, yeah, but they're allowed to do that.
Why?
Well, you know how your mom always said to do what she says and not what she does?
Yeah.
Same with airlines.
Wow, I wonder where mom went when she left us.
Yeah, flights can be delayed by just about anything. If you're boarding a flight in Ohio, your flight can be delayed by a sighting of lightning in Australia, or a sighting of Bigfoot or Elvis or UFOs, or seeing Paris Hilton's bush in a flour tortilla. And they can be delayed by temperature changes, harsh weather, light weather, no weather, the cold vacuum of space.
I'm sorry, Dave.
One of the hostesses having a bunion. A pilot pooping himself after having the requisite 8 stiff drinks before the flight because his wife had 8 stiff so she could join the Mile High Club. A rerun of Paul Blart Mall Cop on the airline movie system, or worse yet...
You don't mean...
Yes, the owner of the airline company getting a low score on Mrs. Pac-Man.
I had no idea flying was so complicated.
Oh, that's just the simple stuff. After you get to the airport, you have to go through security.
Really? How's that work?
Well, you can only take 1 to 2 carry-on bags, then the other items have to be checked in for a modest fee.
How much?
Oh, it starts at $25 and can go as high as 2 ducks and a goat and a hand job from your deceased grandmother if the airline's in a bad mood. Don't anger the airline gods.
Okay, but then you can get on the plane, right?
Fuck no, sea cow. Are you kidding? Show some goddamn patience. Next, you have to go through the security checkpoints. First, you take off your jacket, shoes, belts, earrings, any metal bolts or plates, nose piercings, and Prince Albert's and send them through the scanner separately.
I'm free.
Also, if you're carrying a laptop, you'll have to take it out and send it through separately, too.
Why?
So they can make sure it turns on.
Why?
So they can make sure it's not a bomb.
Couldn't you put a bomb in a laptop and fix it where it would still turn on?
Only if you have a Mac, and who's smart enough to use one of those? But seriously, after you've done all that, made sure you remove anything that might set off the metal detector, then you can go through the metal detector.
Oh, and if it's safe, you can go through, right?
Of course not. If the security guard's having a bad day or his crabs are particularly frisky, he might single you out for a more thorough search.
What do they do?
Things that would make a $1,000 hooker say, oh, fuck that.
Wow, I'm convinced. Let's fly.
Not so fast, young sea cow. If you survive that...
Huh?
I mean, after you pass the checkpoint, then you can board the plane.
Oh, well, that was kind of inconvenient, but now you can fly and go home, right?
Who says innocence is dead? You're so cute. No, if you get that far, and if the plane isn't delayed, then you can get on the plane. But then you have to wait until everyone else gets settled, then sit through the safety lecture where they teach you how to buckle your pants and how to turn an empty pudding cup into something you put on your face to look silly, then...
We can fly?
No! Then you can decide which movie you don't want to see, then what snacks you don't want to eat, then remove any electronic devices like your Game Boy.
Why?
Well, they tell you it's because any radio or wireless waves of energy could throw off a mega expensive piece of hardware like an airplane and possibly make it crash. But really, it's because they don't want you to get further in Pokemon than they are.
Now, that's just cheating. But then you can.
Yes, you can.
Yay!
Whip out your wallet and buy every single little bottle of booze that the stewardess brings by and start drinking.
Huh?
By the time you finish all 35 of them, the plane might be ready to take off or be landing at that point. But now, be honest, do you really give a shit one way or the other?
At this point, I'm mentally constipated.
And that's flying the friendly skies. So this is Point T Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com saying, what the fuck? Hugh, what are you doing with the neighbor's Great Dane?
Setting out for AfriCon. If I leave right now, I might make opening ceremonies.
Hugh, that's a thoroughbred animal. And it's January. AC isn't until the summer.
That's why I gotta get going now.
Why do you have a taser?
Giddy up, Scooby.
Just don't touch that dangling thing between the back legs.
Ooh, take that, Batman.
Wow, at the rate Rin Tin Tin's going, he might go back in time to AfriCon 2010. Say hi to Coggy for me.